everybody, and welcome to today's episode of What's Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Alia, and it's the beginning of November already. I can't believe how fast time has flown. I've had so much going on recently with my folks selling their home. Josh and I have helped them sell a bunch of their things and move into an apartment. It was time for them to downsize and consolidate, as they did not need as much space as they had for just the two of them anymore. We're so happy for my mom and dad because they have an ocean view now and can hang out for a while without the stressors that come from having their house for sale during the pandemic. Josh and I have had a lot going on as well because we have been helping them and also have our own shifts on the horizon. So, needless to say, with everything else going on locally, nationally, and globally, plus the energy of the intense full moon on Halloween, which was actually a blue moon because it was the second full moon of the month of October, which is a rare occurring, which is why they call it a blue moon. So needless to say, I have been feeling a lot of energy in motion or emotions. I didn't dress up for Halloween this year, and I haven't for quite some time. I had fun dressing up for a couple of years, but I don't really have the time or energy to put together the clever costumes that I liked to do before. I once dressed up as Marge Simpson when I had dreadlocks and owned a vintage Volcom wool hat that stood straight up with my dreads piled in it, and it was the perfect color blue. I would put together different unique Halloween outfits with the help of friends, and I know Josh had some winners as well. He went one year as Papa Smurf, and I saw the picture floating around on Facebook recently. He painted himself blue with a white beard, and it was so good. But that's a long-winded way of introducing today's episode, which is focused around breath awareness and the importance of taking deep breaths as I share about the fourth limb of yoga, pranayama. Because this time has been stressful with the election and everything leading up to it, plus the pandemic, and we have been experiencing very different, pivotal, albeit nerve-wracking at times environment. And as an empath and highly sensitive person, I also feel the tension in the earth, as in the planet and nature, and it can be scary and very uncomfortable at times. I have an automatic response to stress that has been recognized, and it's a holding pattern with my breath. And holding my breath has contributed to an understanding around the importance of breath awareness and pranayama practices, or utilizing breath techniques to harness and control life force energy, which is what prana means in Sanskrit. For me, during this time, pausing and taking full, deep breaths by myself and also with Josh have been the most grounding, healing, and centering practices that I do daily to stay present in awe and gratitude and to remain in faith and not in fear. I'll go into detail on some breath control practices and techniques to deepen your awareness and connection to your breath, but I also have wise words of the week for you, and of course, a word from Anchor. Speaking of which, the reason I have the brief break to share about Anchor in my episodes is because I listen to a variety of podcasts, and in one of the ones I love, I heard about Anchor, which is what prompted me to look into the platform and think it would be possible for me to one day have my own podcast show. I didn't know how easy or challenging it would be, but in reality, getting started with Anchor was super easy, and I'm so glad that I went for it. If you've wanted to start a podcast or think it's something you may want to do in the future, know that that is exactly how it all began for me, and getting started was even easier than I anticipated. It's keeping it going and getting it out there that's a lot of time and energy, but so worth it. So first, the wise words of the week coming to you today from Alan Watts. Watts says, Breathing is important in the practice of meditation because it is the faculty in us that is simultaneously voluntary and involuntary. You can feel that you are breathing, and equally, you can feel that it is breathing you. So it is a sort of bridge between the voluntary world and the involuntary world, a place where they are one. I think that quote really sums up the importance of bringing awareness to breath, because although we breathe automatically and don't need to control our breath in order to continue breathing, but by bringing focused awareness to breathe purposefully, we are able to harness the healing power and the variety of benefits that comes with cultivating awareness to the power of life force energy within us. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you'll pause to take a few deep breaths as I share a word about Anchor, and I'll be right back after this brief message to go deeper into sharing about pranayama, which is the fourth limb of yoga. I'll be honest, I went through some experiences with imposter syndrome when I first found out in physical therapy that my diaphragm wasn't working properly, which was contributed to and also caused by a problem with how my chronic breath pattern displayed. I basically felt like I had been breathing wrong my whole life, and to some degree, that's kind of true. Having had a collapsed lung as a child and then breaking my nose multiple times in my teen years, on top of that experiencing trauma that resulted in a freeze stress response, which occurs from the sympathetic nervous system. You've heard of fight or flight, and when systems are threatened, we go into fight or flight or freeze, and my body froze around a pattern that very much immobilized my rib cage and parts of systems that govern breathing as well as digestion. Of course, the original intention for this automatic response was for protection, but once the threat was gone, since I didn't unfreeze, I got stuck in a holding pattern that was once meant for protection and resulted in causing more problems than it solved. This was all discovered through a test from my GI doctor that wound up sending me via his referral to a gynecological physical therapist. And the reason I go to physical therapy is for my belly aches and tummy pain and digestive problems. My physical therapist has been working with both my diaphragm and pelvic floor, as well as lines of tension in my digestive tract and tension in my reproductive organs as well. I've had digestive issues for so long and have had so many tests done and surgery, as many of you know, that wasn't successful in treating my problems. But the awareness and tools that I've received and developed through this work has made some gradual, albeit noticeable, changes for me in the positive direction. So what does this have to do with the fourth limb of yoga, pranayama? Well, as a meditation and yoga instructor, I lead teacher trainings and teach pranayama in all of my classes, as well as diving deeper in workshops, and I considered myself someone who was well-versed in understanding how to access the benefits of focused breath work and awareness. However, what I was being taught in PT was something that I had never heard of before and therefore was not teaching in my classes or workshops at that time. Because the diaphragm also ties into the function of the pelvic floor, and the dance between the two that occurs when you breathe are incredibly important. We have all heard of diaphragmatic breathing, and if you have done vinyasa-style yoga, you've probably done or heard of ujjayi pranayama, also known as breath of yoga or breath of victory. But the focus that my gynecological physical therapist has me working on is the awareness to expand the sides of my rib cage to create a three-dimensional inhale. Instead of filling belly and lungs, the focus is to bring breath also into side bodies and the back of the body as well. Another technique she has me working on is called hypopressive abdominal exercises, creating a vacuum that changes the pressure between the diaphragm and pelvic floor and can help to relieve tension. This is similar to Nauli pranayama technique, which is creating vacuum and then adding a layer of movement so as to massage internal organs and increase blood flow. Both breathing techniques involve this vacuum suctioning of your abdominal wall, which changes the pressure in the entire cavity, causing a release of tension that can be held in and around organs, muscles, and their connective tissues. These practices and techniques are challenging, and to learn them has been a bit of a learning curve for me personally. I have been able to access some layers of the hypopressive abdominal exercises, but not to the full extent that Nauli pranayama practice encompasses. Ujjayi pranayama is the style of breath that is practiced most frequently in a vinyasa style or ashtanga yoga asana practice and involves gently engaging the muscles in the back of your throat. The whisper muscles, you'll hear instructors call them. And by doing so, you add qualities of sound and texture to your breath. Ujjayi pranayama is practiced with sealed lips. However, it's important to bring awareness to any tension that may accumulate in your jaw and to practice relaxing the jaw muscles while keeping the back of the throat slightly engaged. Ujjayi pranayama creates sounds like ocean waves or breeze through the trees, or some say it sounds like Darth Vader. The idea is to breathe as if your mouth is open and you're trying to fog up a mirror in front of you, but through your nose instead. And this practice builds internal heat. And this internal heat in Sanskrit is called tapas. Tapas is one of the niyamas, and the niyamas are the second limb of yoga. If you go back to season 1, episode 22, you'll learn about the niyamas, the second limb, and episode 20 was an intro to the 8 limbs of yoga and dove deep into the yamas, which was the first limb of yoga. And tapas is also a focused awareness that keeps the practitioner present in the moment. Ujjayi breath is meant to be slow and steady, with full inhales and long exhales. If you have taken my class, you've probably experienced a contrast in the way I teach compared with other vinyasa style instructors, because I like to pace my class to your breath as well as inspire you to breathe slower and deeper. I like a slower paced asana practice where you can feel all the feels, fully engage and create a moving meditation rather than speed through each pose and transition. And there are pranayama practices that can be done before meditation or throughout the day to create a calming effect on the mind and body, as well as techniques to energize and rejuvenate throughout the day. When you exhale longer than you inhale for, your brain signals a response to turn on parasympathetic nervous system, which downregulates out of fight, flight, or freeze, and into the parasympathetic nervous system response, rest, digest, and repair. Pausing throughout the day to take a 3 or 4 count inhale, followed by a 4 or 5 count exhale, will help you to downshift out of go, go, go mode and into a more calm physical and mental state. There are pranayama practices to heat as well as to cool your systems, and many other qualities and benefits from different techniques revolved around breath control and awareness. I want to share with you the reason behind pranayama being the fourth limb of yoga now, because we know the first two limbs, the yamas and niyamas, have to do with how we treat others and how we treat ourselves. And the third limb of yoga being the asana practice, which governs movement and what we may have thought encompassed all of yoga, but is really one aspect. Yoga asana and pranayama are very closely linked, as we have often practiced pranayama in conjunction with asana to coordinate breath and movement. However, pranayama, being the fourth limb of yoga, can also be done in stillness, which is considered a mindfulness practice and will guide you in the direction of meditation. Remember Ron from Golden Trail Coaching, who was on the show in season 1, episode 21? He guided us through a box breathing technique that involved a 3 or 4 count inhale, followed by holding your breath in for the same 3 or 4 counts, and then exhaling for the same 3 or 4, and holding your breath out and staying empty for a count of 3 or 4. And the reason I give 3 or 4 is because for many, breathing in for longer than 3 or 4 counts can be difficult. However, if you make your way up to a 5 or 6 count inhale, you'd then hold for the same, exhale the same 5 or 6 counts, and stay empty for that many seconds as well. I hope that makes sense. Ron's technique also involved a visualization component where you imagine the air flowing in and visualize the breath flowing out, which also helps to calm and focus the mind. All of these pranayama breathing techniques are going to help bridge the gap and connect your mind with your body. By breathing mindfully, we are able to focus in the present moment and recenter the awareness into the body rather than attaching to or getting swept away by the fluctuations of the mind. Again, breathing is automatic, so we don't have to think about it or control it, but we can, which is so amazing and beautiful. I wonder if learning about breathing techniques and some of the many benefits to breath awareness practices is something you would want to dive deeper into and experience for yourself. If I get some email requests from you regarding doing a live virtual pranayama workshop to experience these techniques for yourself, I would be happy to put that together for you. Please let me know, because it may be something you feel motivated to do research and look up online on your own about different practices and teach yourself, or you may want to be guided through various techniques in a live workshop with me and allow me the joyful honor to guide you. Either way, I hope you'll pause and take a few deep breaths today and to honor the fact that every breath is a blessing and a reason to celebrate that you are alive and have the opportunity to make this the best breath of your day. How about a breath or two together, shall we? Start with an exhale and empty all the air from your lungs. Now take a full, deep breath in and hold your breath in. Sealed lips or open mouth exhale, sigh it out. Okay, one more just like that, or an even deeper inhale. Breathe in and hold. Sealed lips or open mouth exhale. Yeah, every time just feels so good for me and helps to ground me into my body and into the moment. I'm so grateful for you today being here and sharing this time and connecting energetically. Thank you. Even though this is being recorded before Election Day, I can feel all of the energy around this election and just want you to know that regardless of politics, religion, or beliefs, I care about you. I want the best for you, and I feel strongly compelled to create messages of more unity and less division, more peace despite differences, more acceptance, compassion, and kindness for ourselves and for one another and for the planet. Changes are coming. It's inevitable, no matter who got elected, and we can resist and suffer or be open to accepting the phases and cycles of nature and life and growth. Growing isn't always comfortable. We learned this as kids if you ever had growing pains. It can be uncomfortable to shed old skin and peel back layers that are no longer of service to our highest and best, but have faith that we can come together. We can tip the scale in the direction of love, peace, unity, and treat one another with kindness and respect. Whether you are religious or not, you've heard the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself, and that doesn't mean just the person next door or down the street from you. Look, we are all neighbors, brothers and sisters, with more in common than not, and we are on this planet for a finite amount of time. Can we have more patience with one another and ourselves as we navigate through this pivotal and important time in history, regardless of the outcome of the election? Can we make this country and the world a better place by the choices that we make on an individual level with how we treat each other, ourselves, and the planet? That's my hope, my mission and goal, and if I can help support you in any way, please connect with me. I'm here, and I care about you. I'll have links to connect with me in the show notes below for easy navigation, and if something stood out to you from today's episode, please take a screenshot and share it on your social media. Tag at What's Wellness Podcast and at Aliyah Yoga, and I'll be stoked to see your share. If you leave a review in iTunes podcasts, please send me an email or DM so I can reply with a discount code that will let you access a full-length yoga video from my website for free. Otherwise, they're $15 for unlimited use per video. I have CBD pain relief roll-ons and tinctures for sale on my website, as well as Soleil water kits, essential oil custom blend roll-ons, and much more information available for you about what I offer at aliyahyoga.com, spelled A-H-L-I-A. And my email is aliyah@aliyahyoga.com for anyone who leaves a review, or if you have any questions or want to let me know you'd be interested in participating in a live virtual pranayama workshop. Thank you to those of you who have let me know that you're sharing What's Wellness podcast with your friends and family. It means so much to me. And I love hearing from you guys. And to know that these episodes are resonating with some of you makes the process of creating episodes so joyful. I hope you feel the love I'm infusing in every episode and the positive energy I'm sending your way today and always. I'll be back again each week on Thursday for a brand new episode for you. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in today. Take care of yourselves and each other. Spend some time in nature and take deep breaths and be well.